This is Teachable Moments with April podcast, and you guessed it, I'm your host, April. If you're a returning listener and a part of the Teachable Moments with April podcast family, welcome back. For those who are checking me out for the first time, well, hello and welcome. To everyone listening, be encouraged and look for the teachable moments that are all around us. Enjoy. Peter 3:9. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. John 14:6. And Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. God, you make it very clear that the only way to be reunited with you is through Jesus' sacrifice. You tell us that all we have to do is to place our faith and belief in Jesus, and we will be saved. We have nothing to bring to the table. Remove any confusion or twisted versions of the gospel from those who do not claim you as Savior. Remove the scales from their eyes so that they can see you are the way. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray over those in our families and our friends and neighbors who do not know you. For those who have rejected you, soften their hearts. For those who have never heard of you, give us and others boldness to share about your word. For those who have relied on religion and church to save them and open their eyes to the Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us insight into how we can pray for their eternal life with you. Help us to reach out and press into the opportunities that are all around us every day. Bless the conversations and the ways that we love them. Jesus, show them that you are the answer to their biggest questions in life and struggle, and free them as you have freed us, and use us as your mouthpiece to share the gospel. We pray over those who have never heard about Jesus around the world, and we pray for those who are missionaries and have responded to your call. Give them the courage and peace to proclaim this message of hope and eternity. Please reach the unreached people groups and reveal your love to the smallest villages. Use dreams and amazing miracles to speak to people who have not had the opportunity to hear about Jesus, your Son. Give them the truth that will set them free. Amen. This prayer was courtesy of crosswalk.com by Emma Danzi. The greatest man who ever lived. Can any man unquestionably be called the greatest man who ever lived? How do you measure a man's greatness? By his military genius? His physical strength? Or his mental prowess? The historian H.G. Wells said that a man's greatness can be measured by what he leaves to grow, and whether he started others to think about fresh lines with a vigor that persisted after him. Now Wells, although not claiming to be a Christian, acknowledged this: by this test, Jesus stands first. Alexander the Great and Charlemagne, styled the Great even in his own lifetime, and Napoleon Bonaparte were powerful rulers. By their formidable presence, they wielded great influence over those they commanded. Yet Napoleon is reported to have said this: Jesus Christ has influenced and commanded his subjects without his visible bodily presence. By his dynamic teachings and by the way he lived in harmony with them, Jesus was powerfully affected the lives of people for nearly 2,000 years. As one writer aptly expressed this, all the armies that ever marched and all the navies that ever were built and all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully.
a historical person. Yet strangely, some say that Jesus, he never lived. That he is in fact a creation of some first century men. Answering such skeptics, the respected historian Will Durant argued this, that a few simple men should in one generation have invented so powerful and appealing a personality, so lofty in ethic and so inspiring a vision of human brotherhood, would be a miracle far more incredible than any recorded in the Gospels. Now, ask yourself this. Could a person who never lived have affected human history so remarkably? The reference work, The Historian's History of the World, observed this. The historical result of Jesus' activities was more monumentous, even from a strictly secular standpoint, than the deeds of any other character of history. A new era, recognized by the chief civilizations of the world, dates from his very birth. Yes, let's think about it. Even calendars today are based on the year that Jesus was thought to have been born. Dates before that year are listed as B.C. or before Christ, which is explained in the World Book Encyclopedia. Dates after that year are listed as A.D., in the year of our Lord. Now, critics nevertheless point out that all that we really know about Jesus is only found in the Bible. No other contemporary records concerning him exist, they say. Even H.G. Wells wrote, "The old Roman historians ignored Jesus entirely. He left no impress on the historical records of his time." But is this really true? Although references to Jesus Christ by early secular historians are meager, such references do exist. Take into account Cornelius Tacitus, a respected first century Roman historian, wrote this, "The name Christian is derived from Christ, whom the procurator Pontius Pilate had executed in the reign of Tiberius." Suetonius and Pliny the Younger and other Roman writers of the time also referred to Christ. In addition, Flavius Josephus, a first century Jewish historian, wrote of James, whom he identified as the brother of Jesus, who was also called Christ. Now, the new Encyclopedia Britannica thus concludes this. These independent accounts prove that in ancient times, even the opponents of Christianity never doubted the historicity of Jesus, which was disputed for the first time and on inadequate grounds at the end of the 18th, during the 19th, and at the beginning of the 20th centuries. Essentially, however, all that is known about Jesus was recorded by his first century followers. The reports have been preserved in the Gospels, Bible books written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What do these accounts say regarding the identity of Jesus? Now, Jesus' first century associates pondered that question. When they saw Jesus miraculously calm a wind-whipped sea with a rebuke, they wondered in astonishment, "Who really is this?" Later on, another occasion, Jesus asked his apostles, "Who do you say I am?" And these accounts are found at Mark 4:41 and Matthew 16:15. Now, if you were asked that question, how would you answer? Was Jesus, in fact, God? Now, many today say that he was, yet his associates never believed that he was actually God. The Apostle Peter's response to Jesus' question was this, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," found at Matthew 16:16. Now, Jesus never claimed to be God, but he acknowledged that he was promised. He was the promised Messiah or Christ. He also said he was God's son, not God. And we have found this at John 4:25 and 26, as well as John 10:36. Yet, the Bible does not say that Jesus was a man like any other man. He was a very special person because he was created by God before all other things. And this account is found at Colossians 1:15. For countless billions of years before even the physical universe was created, Jesus lived as a spirit person in heaven and enjoyed intimate fellowship with his Father, Jehovah God, the grand creator, found at Proverbs 8:22, 27 through 31. Then about 2,000 years ago, God transformed and transferred his son's life to the womb of a woman, and Jesus came to be a human son of God, born in the normal manner through a woman, found at Galatians 4:4. When Jesus was developing in the womb and while he was growing up as a boy, he was dependent upon those whom God had selected to be his earthly parents. Now, eventually Jesus reached manhood and he was granted full remembrance of his previous association with God in heaven. We find an account found at John 8:23 and John 17:5. You prepared them for their first steps, the first day, their first dance, and that big test, all the wins along the way. And with a College Savings Iowa 529 plan, you'll prepare them for even more. College Savings Iowa, prepare for what's next. Register between September 1st and 30th for a chance to win a $5,290 contribution in any account. Visit collegesavingsiowa.com today for details. What made him the greatest? Because he carefully imitated his Heavenly Father, Jesus was the greatest man who ever lived. As a faithful son, Jesus copied his Father so exactly that he could tell his followers this: "He that has seen me has seen the Father also," found at John 14:9 and 10. In every situation here on earth, he did just as his Father, Almighty God, would have done. "I do nothing of my own initiative," Jesus explained, "but just as the Father taught me, I speak these things," found at John 8:28. So when we study the life of Jesus Christ, we are in effect obtaining a clear picture of just what God is like. Thus, even though the Apostle John acknowledged that no man has ever seen God, he could still write that God is love, found in John 1:18 and 1 John 4:8. Now, John could do this because he knew God's love through what he saw in Jesus, who was the perfect reflection of his Father. Jesus was compassionate, he was kind, he was humble, and he was very approachable. The weak and downtrodden felt comfortable with him, as did people of all kinds: men, women, children, the rich, the poor, the powerful, and even those that were considered gross sinners. Only those with wicked hearts did not like him. Indeed, Jesus did not merely teach his followers to love one another, but he showed them how. "Just as I have loved you," he said, "you also should love one another," found in John 13:34. "Knowing the love of the Christ," explained one of his apostles, "surpasses knowledge," found in Ephesians 3:19. Yes, the love Christ demonstrated ascends above academic head knowledge that compels others to respond to it. Found in 2 Corinthians 5:14. Thus, Jesus' surpassing example of love, in particular, is what made him the greatest man who ever lived. His love has touched the hearts of millions through the centuries and has influenced their lives for the good. Yet some may object, look at all the crimes that have been committed in the name of Christ. The Crusades, the Inquisition, and the wars that have seen millions who claim to be Christians kill one another on opposing battle lines. But the truth is this, these people belie their claim to be followers of Jesus. His teachings and the way of life condemn their actions. Even a Hindu, Mohandas Gandhi, was moved to say this, "I love Christ, but I despise Christians because they do not live as Christ lived." What benefits are there by learning about him? Surely no study could be more important today than that of the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Look intently at Jesus, urged the Apostle Paul. Indeed, consider closely that one. And God himself commanded regarding his son, listen to him. This is what the book, The Greatest Man Who Ever Lived, will help you do. Also, some additional scriptures to read are Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3, and Matthew 17, 5. An effort has been made to present every event in Jesus' earthly life that is set forth in the four Gospels, including the speeches he delivered and his illustrations and miracles. To the extent possible, everything is related in the order in which it occurred. At the end of each chapter is a list of the Bible texts upon which the chapter is based. You are encouraged to read these texts and answer the review questions that are provided. A scholar from the University of Chicago claimed recently this, "More has been written about Jesus in the last 20 years than in the previous 2,000 years. Yet there is a vital need to consider personally the Gospels' accounts. For as the Encyclopedia Britannica stated, many a modern student has become so preoccupied with conflicting theories about Jesus and the Gospels that he has neglected to study these basic sources by themselves." So after a close, unprejudiced consideration of the Gospel accounts, we feel that you will agree that the greatest of all events in human history occurred in the reign of Roman Caesar Augustus, when Jesus of Nazareth appeared on earth and gave his life for all of us. Good. Date night with the crush. Bad. Your toilet won't flush. Good. Big time summer fun outdoors. Bad. Big time plumbing leak indoors. Good. Dinner al fresco. All worries forgotten. Bad. Broken fridge. All the food is rotten. Luckily, American Home Shield is there to fix or replace covered appliances and home systems to help you stay on course and budget. Protect what you don't expect. Visit ahs.com and get a free quote today. Just listening to Teachable Moments with April podcast. I truly hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to stay connected with us on the other social media platforms of ours, which is TikTok, Pinterest, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube. Also, we'd like to invite you to check out our official podcast landing page on podpage.com/teachablemomentswithapril to see all our content in one place. and leave personal messages, feedback, and more.